To witness people begging for food and clothing is somewhat accepted in society today, but it is humane and morally unacceptable when patients have to beg for treatment due to ill health and financial challenges. Sadly, the health situation in Palestine is despairing. Presently, there are many challenges in the Palestinian health sector. Among these challenges are the increased number of patients suffering from cancer, hepatitis, renal failure, rheumatic diseases, and arterial sclerosis. Poverty in Palestine affects more than 50% of the population, causing a strain on the Palestinian Ministry of Health. The quality of health care in this region has declined, and in some cases is non-existent. Patients are constantly on waiting lists for receiving treatment, diagnostic testing, and therapies. In order to address the crisis, the Jamiatul Ulama South Africa has partnered with PIMA, a humanitarian organization, which focuses on the addressing of the medical needs of Palestinians. And we have with us on the line this morning Dr. Malik, who is the South African coordinator for PIMA. Dr. Malik, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother.
Jazakumullah khair for joining us. Tell us at the outset, who is PIMA?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, I have to thank you and all the brothers who helped us to be here with you today. PIMA is international scientific consortium which aims to develop the health system that serves the Palestinian people in or and outside their land. It was established in UK before 8 years now, and it works through an integrated network of branches and partners and agents in different countries. Moreover, PIMA includes a group of health specialists as well as committees of professionals. So here in South Africa also we have a lot of, alhamdulillah, of health workers, doctors, especially from IMA, they collaborating with us and help us.
Now, we understand PIMA has launched a poor patient fund that ensures healthcare for poor and needy patients in Palestine. Who are the targeted recipients of the poor patient fund?
The main target group includes orphans and widows and ill children, poor and needy families, and patients with chronic disease. And also, that includes also the wounded people who are unable to pay the cost of treatment.
Yes. Now, in terms of the various types of treatment and services that offered, as you indicated, that it is the orphans and the widows, the children that are targeted by the services, what sort of services does PIMA offer?
We cover by this fund, by poor patient fund, we cover a lot of services, health services that's needed for those categories. Like we cover the cost of diagnosis and by doctors and specialists. We cover the cost of laboratory tests and X-rays, medications, especially for the patients with chronic disease, because they can't afford to pay the regular medicines that they need. Also, we cover the cost of surgery and hospital fees. Sometimes we're providing medical equipment like wheelchairs and assistive devices for the disabled people. Sometimes we other supplementary domestic assistance. Sometimes people who need to come to the hospital, they can't afford to come regularly to the hospital. They can't afford the transportation. We also pay for them.
Yes. So with all these services that have been rendered, and as you indicate, a wide range of services, and on the other hand, you have poverty in Palestine, where there are large numbers who need these types of services, how does PIMA go about selecting and identifying needy patients?
Yeah, actually, as you mentioned before, the statistics show that we have the percentage of poverty is so high in Palestine. So and also with the situations of the siege and the obstacles that in Palestine, many people now they can't afford to pay the fees of the health care services. So DEMA mainly has official representative office operating in Palestine, in many regions in Palestine. Its major role is to supervise and manage management and ensuring maximum services delivery to poor patients. A social researcher is responsible for assisting the application forms of patients, and priority is given to the urgent cases based on the financial status of the patients as well as the severity of the medical condition. Thereafter, institutions or health facilities are appointed to provide the required services to the patient. The provider may be hospital, specialized center, pharmacy, or laboratory that could be located in the patient's residential area.
Tell us about your relationship that you've entered into with the Jamiat Ulama South Africa.
Alhamdulillah, now we have good relation with the Jamiat Ulama since many years. Due to the fact that the beneficiaries of this fund are needy patients, Jamiat Ulama South Africa has endorsed the usage of Zakah funds for this project. Donors, actually, the first phase of this project was implemented last year. I remember before 2 years. So the donations come through the Jamiat Ulama account. I don't know if you have now the details, or should I tell you the details now? It is Jamiat Ulama South Africa Relief in Nick Bank, Forsberg. The branch code is 195305, and the account number is 19532859 37. But please, all brothers and sisters, please write or put the reference number, like the reference code, Palestine Poor Patient Fund, something like that, just to be allocated to this project. Also, you can visit our website to see the cases, also to read about the cases. Our website is www.pmaid.info. So you'll see the cases, you'll see the basic information about many patients there, and you know how we operate this fund, inshallah.
Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the fund from strength to strength. We'll continue encouraging our listeners to contribute to the fund.
Inshallah. Just allow me to give a special thank and appreciation to Jamiat Ulama for their role to support this project. Like I told you, this is now we are in the third phase of this project. Alhamdulillah, we have helped about 1,000 people, hundreds of people now. We hope, inshallah, we can, inshallah, carry on with this project to help the poor patients. And jazakumullah khair for all the donors. Alhamdulillah, every time when we sit with the Jamiat Ulama, they give us good news, and we appreciate their also kind of accountability, because always they ask about the details and how we identify the patient, how we distribute this fund for the hospitals, and that's a big sign to show us that Jamiat Ulama, they are taking or looking after their fund properly. So jazakumullah khair, and all other brothers and sisters in South Africa.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and take from strength to strength. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
As Dr. Malik had outlined, that there have been a number of patients that have benefited from this fund. And there's a patient who is a three-year-old child from Gaza that has benefited. And we have the mother of the child on the program. And her name is Wafa. Welcome, Wafa, to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Jazakallah khair for joining us on the program. Sister, perhaps you can describe to us the living condition of Palestinians.
Well, life in Gaza has become really difficult after wars. Nearly all aspects of life are affected because of blockade. which is going into its ninth year, I guess. Well, I think the most suffering sector is health, because there is a huge number of injuries, people with disabilities and patients, while there is a small number of hospitals and health centers. Also, the medicine and the medical equipment are not allowed to enter Gaza because of blockade. Also, medical staff cannot travel to improve their skills and to gain more experience. Even the foreign medical missions are prevented from coming to Gaza to help doctors here and to treat patients. So the situation is really tragic here in Gaza.
Now, sister, how has your life improved and changed after receiving the medical treatment?
Well, the patient, he's my son. He's 6 years old. We registered him at school, and they asked for medical examination at one of UNRWA health centers. And the doctors there discovered that one of his testicles is missing. This is called undescended testicle. It means a testicle, it hasn't moved into its proper position, and unfortunately it needs surgery because it doesn't correct by itself. Well, thank God they do such examinations before school, otherwise we would never knew about this problem. So we visited a local charity hospital here in Gaza. They told us about PIMA and their program and how they give support to poor Palestinians to improve their health situation. And they told us that they will cover the medical expenses for my son's surgery. We really needed to do this surgery because if the son is not treated early, there will be complications, and this testicle may turn into a tumor. But we couldn't afford its expensive cost because my husband's limited income is barely enough for our basic needs. So we really appreciate PIMA's help to treat my son.
Yes, dire circumstances undoubtedly, but the much needed aid coming through in bits and pieces. Sister, do you have any concluding remarks or words of appreciation to express?
Okay, I really like to express my deep thanks to PIMA for their coordination and support, and also for their quick response to my son's case. I really also express my thanks and appreciation to Jamaat Ulama al-Muslimin for their generosity and covering the medical expenses for my son's surgery. And I hope this support will continue to help others and to provide better life for Palestinians here in Gaza. I also express my deep thanks to the community and government of South Africa for their support and generosity. And this is not surprising, because we have something in common. We have suffered, as you did, from racism. And I hope that one day we will win our struggle like you did. So thank you. And thank you that you believe people in Gaza, they have the right to live in dignity, justice, and freedom. And I know it's a long way to freedom, but with your generous support and help, you're making a difference in Palestinians' lives. So I can't thank you enough. Jazakumullahu khairan.
The words are really appreciated by you, and the sentiments we will continue to convey that to our listeners. Jazakumullah khair for sharing your story with us on the Airways of Radio Islam.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, listeners, as we've indicated, that the Jamaatul Ulama of Africa and its generous donors have made a difference to the lives of more than 300 needy patients to date through this partnership between Jamaatul Ulama South Africa and PIMA. So those that would like to continue to contribute, as we outlined, Jamaatul Ulama South Africa Relief, that's the name of the account, is Bank Netbank Fordsburg. The branch code is 195305, and the account number is 1953285937, and the reference is Palestinian Poor Patient Fund. If anyone wants the details, to give me a call, and I will be more than glad to give you the details. On that note, we're going to end off the program, and someone sending a message through and saying, in our comfortable beds as we lay, many Palestinians don't know if they'll see the next day. With those thoughts, we close off the program for this morning.